You don't have to keep your mask on while you're talking unless you want to.
Oh, hey, my name is Steve. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey,
thanks, Pam, for asking the introduction. My name is Steve. I'm an alcoholic. And I actually, this morning, that today is 9 months sober for me. It's definitely not my first time. I've been coming around to AA for almost 10 years, and like Pam said, I've slipped a couple times, but thankfully, I think it finally got ingrained in my head enough to where I know that if I stay close to the program, it's, you know, things are gonna be better for sure. So I grew up in Wisconsin, and I have definitely the same thing that you hear people say all the time is like when I can remember the first time I got, you know, good and buzzed up on alcohol, and it was like this huge, like it felt like a pressure relief valve or something. Like it was just like a huge, you know, weight off my shoulders. It just had that kind of experience where it was like, you know, and it's right after that, you know, I wanted to do it as much as I could. And I think the second time I drank, I was already like blacking out. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. You know, I just did six, seven, eight shots of something in a row, and then I like practically fell on the floor at the. We went to the school dance or whatever, and it was just like I don't know. It was just ridiculous when I think back about it. And then next thing I knew, I like stole a bottle of booze from the grocery store, and you know, it just escalated pretty quickly. And you know, I just wanted to do it constantly as much as I could. And because I can remember being just a real young kid, like, you know, kindergarten, first grade or something, and having all this like anxieties and like depression and stuff. And so I think when I first drank, it was sort of just this magic elixir, you know. I felt really good and just wanted to keep doing it. So I think for a long time, you know, it kind of worked, you know, it helped me sort of, you know, it worked. It wasn't causing that many problems. I was having a lot of fun, you know, like in high school and stuff, you know, that's what we did in Wisconsin. We drove around, and it was drinking and driving is a sport there. I don't know if you really. But I do remember, you know, like even way back in high school, like remembering that how, you know, disappointed I was if we couldn't get our hands on any on any alcohol or like other extracurricular, you know, study materials. So I remember that really, where it was just like all of a sudden it wasn't as much fun. I couldn't have as much fun anymore if we didn't have like something. And that, I don't know, I just kind of remembered that out of the blue, sort of. But so then, you know, I went through high school and I went through college and I even, you know, graduated. But I think by the time I was in college, like, I was already getting pretty, starting to have some problems. And there was, you know, also like suggestions about maybe I'm not, shouldn't be doing it as much and stuff. And, but I didn't want to have, I was completely under the, you know, mindset of that. It's, I can't, you know, not do it. It's like, it's how I get by. Like, it's like my security blanket. It's like my best friend. You know, I don't know how I would live without it. And so, and then, I don't know, that just went on for a long time like that. It just kind of slowly ground, just keep grinding away for like, I don't know, 10 years. And I was miserable for a lot of years. I had, you know, problems with depression and just being miserable, basically. And the funny thing is, like, I don't know, it turns out it's not really that good idea to, if you have depression or anxiety, to, like, you know, ingest things that are depressants or, like, that could possibly cause, like, I don't know, paranoia or more anxiety or something. It just, it's not a good idea. But it took me a really long time to figure that out. But I guess one thing I always try and remember is, I didn't really ever have problems like making friends or having friends or, you know, and one of the things I try to remember is that, like, as time went on, I just became like less and less and less social, you know. I had less and less desire or concern about like meeting new people, like making new friends, or like, so I moved down to Chicago after I finished college, and those were, those were some of the probably darkest years of my life, because I that's what was happening. I was like, I wasn't making any effort to like make new friends and like get involved in anything or social activities. So I started really, I think, spending a lot of time, you know, alone or just hanging out with my drinking buddy or something. And I think, you know, that also escalated or went downhill probably actually until eventually, like, I moved again and bought a house finally, like, way outside of Chicago. And like, when I moved there, I made like zero effort to like get to know people in the neighborhood, in the community, or like, you know. And so as a result, I was just like spending so much time alone, like entire weekends, like not talking to anybody and just like drinking and doing other, you know, stuff. And it just got, you know, worse and worse, to where the, you know, where I started to get like suicidal again, you know, thinking, having a lot of suicidal thoughts and basically scared. I scared myself because I was, you know, thinking about that. And eventually, I mean, I reached that point, like it says in the book, about, you know, the jumping off place where like for the longest time, I couldn't imagine living without it because it was like my medicine for the longest time. And then, but then it stops, you know, people say all the time, and I totally relate, you know, that it was fun at first, and then it started to be fun with some problems sprinkled in, and then eventually it's just a whole bunch of problems, and there's not any fun happening at all anymore, and that's where I wound up. I mean, it's crazy because when I finally went to AA like early 2012, and I was just, I was out of ideas, you know. I was at that point, like I couldn't imagine life with alcohol, and I couldn't imagine life without it. So I finally, you know, just decided that, I don't even know, it was like, I was just plain out of ideas, and the thing that's baffling is like I just thought like if I had to stop, I would never have fun again. It would just be like the end of fun. And the crazy thing is that I was, you know, I wasn't having any fun anymore it was over a long time ago. The fun was over a long time ago. But like the first 6 months, you know, I was sober 6 months when I first came, and I was like, just I couldn't convince myself that I had this problem, because I was the disease just kind of talks you out of it. You know, it'll be different, and on and on and on. And so, but I don't know, long story short, I mean, I had 6 months sobriety, and then I drank again for 6 months, and then I came back and had 2.5 years, and then I drank again for a year, and then I had 4.5 years or so, and then had another one. But I don't know, when I look back on it, it's like, over almost 10 years, I mean, I've been sober for pretty much 8 of those. And I mean, I don't even want to imagine like where I would be at if I hadn't have, you know, at least started trying. And, you know, I don't want to get too disappointed about, you know, starting over again, because I mean, my life over the last 10 years has been so much better than the previous 10 years. It's like light years better. And it's kind of like, I don't know, the whole first step thing with, you know, admitting life was unmanageable. I had a hard time with that, I think, because I never, you know, I always had a job, I had a car, I had, you know, a house and stuff, and so I thought I was keeping my stuff together, you know, good enough. But it's like, you know, the whole just like emotional and, you know, emotional well-being, and like, you know, more than just material stuff, like I was just miserable, and it really wasn't manageable when I think about it. So I mean at this point, it's like when I'm sober, it's like it is manageable, and it's like, you know, I can deal with stuff that comes up. And when I'm not sober, it's just like, just a big mess, and I'm like, I can't deal with this or that. So anyway, I guess I'm already at 15 minutes, huh?
You're good.
So yeah, it's for sure. All I know is that for me, it's a hell of a lot better if I stay sober. And the only way I can do it is if I stay involved with AA, because it just doesn't work. Otherwise, I tried it a lot of times. So, yep, that's what I got.
All right.